Conversation 1.
Hello, I have a reservation for tonight.
Your name, please?
Nelson, Charles Nelson.
Okay, Mr. Nelson. That's a room for five,
Excuse me? You mean a room for £5? I didn't know the special was so good.
No. According to our records, a room for five guests was booked under your name.
No. Hold on. You must have two guests under the name.
Okay. Let me check this again. Oh, here we are.
Yeah?
Charles Nelson, a room for one for the 19th.
Wait. It was for tonight, not tomorrow night.
I don't think we have any rooms for tonight. There's a conference going on in town, and, let's see. Yeah, no rooms.
Oh, come on. You must have something. Anything.
Well, let me check my computer here. Ah!
What?
There has been a cancellation for this evening. A honeymoon suite is now available.
Great. I'll take it.
But I'll have to charge you £150 for the night.
What? I should get a discount for the inconvenience.
Well, the best I can give you is a 10% discount plus a ticket for a free continental breakfast.
Hey, isn't the breakfast free anyway?
Well, only on weekends.
I want to talk to the manager.
Wait, Mr. Nelson. I think I can give you an additional 15% discount.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 19. What is the man's problem? Question 20. Why did the hotel clerk say they didn't have any rooms for that night? Question 21. What did the clerk say about breakfast in the hotel? Question 22. What did the man imply he would do at the end of the conversation?